Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
لقد آتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلنا معه أخاه هارون وزيرا.
And we had certainly given Moses the scripture and appointed with him his brother Aaron as an assistant.
فقلنا اذهبا إلى القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فدمرناهم تدميرا.
And we said, go both of you to the people who have denied our signs. Then we destroyed them with complete destruction.
Brothers and sisters, in the previous program, we started discussing another section of this chapter Furqan. We talked about the 35th verse. وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلْنَا مَعْهُ أَخَاهَ هَارُونَ وَزِيرًا And indeed we gave Moses the book and we appointed his brother Aaron with him as his assistant. The 36th verse, however, continues
فَقُلْنَا اذْهَبَا إِلَى الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا فَدَمَّرْنَاهُمْ تَدْمِيرًا
And we said, You go both unto the people who have rejected our signs. So we destroyed them with utter destruction. As we said earlier in the previous episode of the program, the Holy Quran is talking about the different nations, the history of the people of different prophets, and some of those gloomy destinies. And this is somehow to sympathize with the Holy Prophet ﷺ and the believers. Because the Holy Prophet, as the previous verses mentioned, had a lot of opponents on that time. He was alone. He did not have anyone else to turn to. And those opponents brought different pretexts and different false argumentations against him. Of course, the Holy Quran answered them. But in order to sympathize with the Prophet more, and of course to show the believers that the people who were rejecting their prophets had such a gloomy destiny, this section of the chapter specially puts emphasis on these nations. So at first it started with the story of Moses, his brother Aaron, that had to go to Pharaoh. The 36th verse says, فَقُلْنَا اذْهَبَا إِلَى الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا And we said, go you both unto the people who have rejected our signs.
نُورٌ
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So now we understand that narrating the history and the explanation of destiny of former pagans and the statement of their destruction is working as a warning for the pagans. This will prohibit them from what is unlawful, and at the same time, it is sympathizing with the Prophet and the people of the Prophet, and even the people and the followers of the Prophet nowadays. So, at the beginning of this verse, فَقُلْ نَذْهَبَ, we said, you go both. But to whom? إِلَى الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. You have to go to the people who have rejected our signs. How did they reject the signs of the Almighty Allah? On one hand, they practically denied the divine revelations. They practically denied Allah's signs which existed in every aspect of their lives. The signs of the Almighty Allah are existent in the entire universe, in macrocosm and microcosm. And then they began to worship idols and to be polytheists. On the other hand, they neglected the teachings of the previous prophets, and they also denied the previous prophets. In spite of Moses and his brothers' attempts, since we're not going to discuss the story of those people of Moses, the people of Moses saw very great and various miracles, but they stuck to their paganism. They stuck to their denial of the truth, and as a result, they were destroyed. So the verse continues saying, فَدَمَّرْنَاهُمْ تَدْمِيرًا. So we destroyed them with utter destruction. 2 points remain to be discussed, dear listeners. The first is that although the people of Moses denied the signs of the Almighty Allah, but the mercy from the side of Almighty Allah was not stopped. He sent them a prophet to guide them, although they were denying his signs. So having sent a prophet to the misguided people is the embodiment of Almighty Allah's mercy. And the second point is that if you stay against the truth, the final result is utter and total destruction and humiliation. And this is what the Almighty Allah is telling the Prophet, is what the Almighty Allah is teaching the believers to know and to support them, to let them know that you have such a support, so do not stop. Continue to reach your aims with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.